SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Glenhope Place of Safety reopens its play therapy room. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
The Glenhope Place of Safety has reopened its play therapy room. The facility, located at the home's Maxfield Avenue Nursery, will assist in the psychological treatment of children who have been exposed to traumatic events, including abuse. Play therapy is a form of counseling or psychotherapy that uses play to prevent or resolve psychosocial issues. Director of Children and Family Programs at the Child Development Agency, CDA, Audrey Budai, says the setting up of the area, complete with toys and other playthings, will greatly aid in the development of the children at the home.
We know that play therapy helps children to become more responsible for behaviors. It helps them to develop new and creative solutions to problems. It helps them to develop respect and acceptance of self and others. Learn to experience and express emotions. Learn new social skills and relational skills with family. Develop to be better and to have more assuredness about their abilities.
Renovation of the facility included roof repairs, installation of a window and air conditioning unit, and the provision of an assortment of toys and games. A play therapy room has also been established at the Granville Place of Safety in Trelawney, and another room is being repurposed at the Blossom Gardens Child Care Facility in Montego Bay, St. James, slated to be open in the coming weeks.
The Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators gives real reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are works in progress.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Born in 1952 in Gordontown, St. Andrew, she was a founding member of the Gaylets Dance Trio. She wrote some of the tracks recorded by Bunny Wailer. Her signature songs include Black Woman and Thank You Lord. In 1974, she and her two colleagues came together to form the I3s. In 1985, she became the first female reggae singer to be nominated for a Grammy. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Root Rock Reggae. The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Judy Mowat. Look out for more fun facts about your favorite local music icons for the month of February. On our community notice board, the Forestry Department invites all stakeholders in rural St. Andrew to a public consultation to share their views on the proposed National Forest Management and Conservation Plan on Thursday, February 9 at Forest Park, Mavis Bank at 3 p.m. Read the plan at forestry.gov.jm. Before we go, the JIS Blood Drive was a massive success, thanks to all who came out and donated the gift of life. We are grateful to all our partners, including the National Blood Transfusion Service, the National Health Fund, Deno and Geddes Foundation, and CariMed Limited. The blood bank is always in need of blood, so call 922-5181-5 for details on how to donate. Again, thank you. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.